So, this afternoon, I'd like to offer guided meditation on equanimity. I mentioned this a couple of days ago. It's the fourth of the heavenly abidings, the Brahma Viharas, skillful, helpful attitude or intention or quality or mind state. Equanimity. What might this mean or be or feel like? And I have a sense that probably for all of us to some degree, equanimity is happening. It can almost have a sense of that, certainly in myself, and sense it sort of in the room, and also with people, a sense of perhaps a growing connection with capacity to be present with our changing experience. As we make the effort to show up and to connect with the breathing, we are actually also, sort of as part of that, cultivating equanimity. So this can be understood in a number of ways, but maybe one really important aspect is this capacity to meet the pleasant or the unpleasant or the neutral, so neither pleasant nor unpleasant, with a sense of balance or non-reactivity, being able to meet pain and pleasure with sensitivity and a kind of acceptance, a kind of willingness to let be. And perhaps as we deepen and quieten on retreat, we can actually really see this capacity kind of growing, or feel when it's not so accessible, you know, when we do get caught up and we start reacting against what's feels painful or difficult. And the relief, when we begin to realize that there's a way of being present. That allows things to be as they are. And yet, we have a sense of that there's something in us that can be undisturbed, unshaken. Even in the face of our fear, in the face of our rage, in the face of our vulnerability, confusion, in the face of our joy, in the face of all things. And how this steadiness, this stillness, actually doesn't remove us from life. It actually enables us to come closer, to be more open to ourselves, to others, to the world, because we have this sense of balance, of capacity to remain steady, or to regain balance and steadiness when we're wobbled. We know we can sit, can feel our bottom on a cushion, feel our breathing, rediscover our center again and again. This is one of the fruits of our mindfulness practice, one of the factors of awakening. So for the rest of the sitting, I'd like to invite you to sit like a mountain. Feel your body, your posture, contact with the ground, contact with the chair, with the floor. Feel the strength in that. Strong back, a strength, a natural strength in the spine, natural strength in our system. And we can remain soft in the front, softening, opening to the world, to ourselves, to each moment. But it's not a hard strength, it's a soft strength. As we follow our breathing, feel our body, just in whatever way feels helpful to reconnect with the sense of strength, mountain. And I'm just going to read four possible phrases that one might use to again help remind, connect with a sense of connecting with a sense of equanimity as we sit, as we breathe. And if you would like to use a phrase or a word, then just listen and see what connects or resonates for you, or what makes sense, what's clear. Or just let go of all of the words and just practice in a way that feels right to you. So, may I open to the events of my life with equanimity. I'll read them again. May I accept things as they are. Pleasure and pain pass away. May I remain undisturbed by the coming and going of events. So, choosing a phrase or a word, seeing if that helps us to drop deeper and deeper into the stillness, seeing what helps. May I open to the events of my life with equanimity. May I accept things as they are. Pleasure and pain pass away. May I remain undisturbed by the coming and going of events. So I'll just read them one more time. May I open to the events of my life with equanimity. May I accept things as they are. Pleasure and pain pass away. May I remain undisturbed by the coming and going of events. And lastly, to help evoke the sense of mountain, short piece. Sit like a mountain. Sit with a sense of strength and dignity. Be steadfast. Be majestic. Be natural and at ease in awareness. No matter how many winds are blowing, no matter how many lions are prowling, be intimate with everything and sit like a mountain. for whatever is happening right now. Can we meet that with kindness, steadiness, acceptance? again and again, recognizing this relaxed awareness we can settle back into right here, right now, allowing experience to float in that, to flow along. And as we tune in more and more to that steadiness, that quietness, something in us, something, something anxious in us begins to let go. We can rest more and more into that. Allowing experience to fade, to quieten, as we open to the joy of an alive stillness in exquisite openness, peace. Amidst the flow of life. sit like a mountain. Sit with a sense of strength and dignity. Be steadfast. Be majestic. Be natural and at ease in awareness. No matter how many winds are blowing, no matter how many lions are prowling, be intimate with everything and sit like a mountain.